The essence of the light is to guide our walk. There can be problems outside us. There must not be problem within. Don't protect corruption. Don't edge corruption. Don't face corruption. Expose it. Let light shine on it.
The words that I speak unto you are spirit and life, meant to make you grow. The light of God shines in every heart that desires to know God in His true nature. You are welcome to this divine feast at the table of the Lord as we journey from one level of faith to another by the revelation of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Through His minister, we believe you'll be richly blessed.
Thank you, Jesus. We give a praise, Lord. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Jesus. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Say thank you, Jesus. This is a beautiful day. This is a beautiful day. We give Jesus the praise. Father, we give a praise. We thank you, Jesus. Thank you for this time before you. We thank you for our Father, your servant, and our mother, your handmaid, Reverend Bruce Sui and Reverend Mrs. Bimpe Olabode. We thank you for them. Thank you for giving them as a gift to us. Thank you for your servant, our pastor, Pastor Dixon. Thank you for helping him. Thank you for this house. Thank you for your grace here. I stay under the grace. I pray that mercy will come and every heart will be blessed. You will shine light in the name of Jesus. You will meet every needs. Today, blessing will flow out in the name of Jesus. We give a praise, Lord. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Say amen.
Amen.
Shout it loud, amen.
Amen.
We give God praise. We thank God for what God did on Wednesday. I just do a little tutorial around what that He taught. Where taught. Explicit. So I will just queue behind and just do a little tutorial around that. We thank God for His mercy. God loves us so much for sending words to us. Words in due season. Good bread. So we are not... We don't lack bread. We have bread plenty here. And we appreciate Jesus for that. Let me check my timer so that. All right. Say amen.
Amen.
1 John chapter 3. 1 John chapter 3. Give me verse 11 from verse 11. For this is the message that ye heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. Say amen.
Amen.
Not as Cain, verse 12, not as Cain, who was of that wicked one, and slew his brother. And whoever slew him, because his own works were evil, and his brother's righteous. Verse 13. Marvel not, brethren, if the world hate you. 14. We know that we have passed from death unto life, because we love the brethren. Say amen.
Amen.
Now see verse 11. For this is the message that ye heard from the beginning. So, beginning message. John was trying to say that this thing we have taught you, actually, it was the first thing we established you on. Why? You need it to move from death to life. So if you must move from death to life, you need this message. As I said, for this is the message that ye heard from the beginning. that we should love one another. You need the message to move from death to life. And you know that Jesus said, I have come that they may have life. John, right? The thief cometh, but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they may have life first. They may have life. So you must first of all come to life before you can now what? Move on. You understand? Or you can have more. So you need life first. So to move from death to life, you need a message. So that message is just a ladder for crossing. It's like a ladder for crossing. Why? Well, we know that we have passed from death unto life because we love the brethren. We know that because we love the brethren. So, he that loveth not his brother abideth in death. Now, this person, he can also be in church. Is he abideth in death? It's not that. Say amen. Now, see what I'm trying to say. Now, this person is not an unbeliever. Do you understand what I'm saying? There is the death of the spirit. There is the death of the soul. Do you understand? So there is the death the soul has what? Has acquired over time. So now, you get born again, and your spirit is quickened, or your spirit is the that faith, the faith wake your spirit. Say amen. Go to Ephesians. Let me quickly show you something. Thank you. Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians. And you are the quickened who were dead. Now dead. He's talking about the death of the spirit. Do you understand? So the spirit is dead. So you need faith. You believe that Jesus Christ died for your sin and was buried and raised from the dead. You believe that in your heart, your spirit will be quickened or your spirit is awakened. You understand? So then your spirit has life. Say amen. Amen. So the soul is still there with what? With death. Say amen. So, the soul has death. And I call it the first layer of death. Because in the soul are chambers of death. The death in the soul is not just one layer. Layers of death are in man's soul. Say amen. Amen. Do you get it now? Go back to that first John. All right. So we know that we have passed from death unto life. Now, the death is talking about is the first layer of death. Do you get it now? So you need to move from the first layer of death or you expire the death. That's just the thing. When you say you pass, you expire it. That's like expire darkness. You expire death. Then you come into life. You understand? Sir? Now you need this life to expire other death. Say amen. Amen. And so you need this life to expire other death. So, but you need to get life first. Say amen. Now to get this life, you need something. So what you need is love for brethren. Say amen. Amen. So you need love for brethren to expire this debt. Say amen. Say amen. Actually, where we are going to is higher love. Now, let me show you. Go to 1 Corinthians chapter 13. You know, this whole thing started with charity. So, we are still in that season, actually. Okay. Do I speak with the tongues of, okay, charity, envy, and not? Just go straight there. Charity suffereth long and is kind. Kind to who? Not to God. Kind to your brother. You understand? So charity envieth not. You can't envy God. Can you envy God? You can't envy God. No. You envy man. You understand? You can see. Charity vaunted not itself. Vaunting is against man. It's not against, you understand? It's only Pharaoh who said, who is God? You know, that man was not an ordinary man. It's the reason why God became man to fight him. You understand? God is a man of war to Pharaoh. You understand? Why? Because a man challenged God. You understand? Who is the Lord? Then, okay, you have this heart. Then I will come. Let's battle together. That's why, you know, Moses said, the Lord is a man of war. Actually, God fought Pharaoh like a man, fighting a man. You understand, sir? And why? Because the man called for it, actually. He called for it. So, God is a man of war. And the Lord is his name. He's a man of war. Then you see God came down to battle. And the battle was so tough. So, in the midst of Red Sea, Pharaoh saw God. Because that can't just be in the midst of the sea, saw God. They wanted to run back, but it was too late. Hey, terrible fight. Then the sea covered them. They wanted to run back, actually. God lured them into the middle of the sea. There's no way back. That's a burial ground. Burial ground. Then the sea buried them. The sea buried them. I'm telling you, God can fight. God can come down and fight. Hey. You know when a preacher say, you know, when somebody say, God is just a lamb, he's not a lion. I saw this thing. I just remember. You know, some people, in trying to, no matter your revelation, be careful of extreme. In trying to defend God. Don't defend God. Leave it like that. Don't try to make God look nice. God is nice. You understand? But he can also fight. God is terrible. And that's why it's a fearful thing to fall into God's hand. Very fearful. You know, if you are fighting man, you understand? You know, man, you can. If God is your enemy, hey, who will beg God on your behalf? Who will you go and meet? Please help me beg God. God is terrible. And that's why we must have fear. God is very terrible. God is terrible. God is terrible. And the fact that there is grace has not even removed the terror of the Lord. That's why Paul said, knowing the terror of the Lord. Knowing the terror. And that's why we persuade men. You understand? Knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. Knowing the terror. So it means that Paul, he was an apostle who understood the terror of the Lord. That's why they from that
angle, persuade me. Why? Because this God we are talking about, we know who is, what is capable of doing. If you know what God is capable of doing, you will fear. God is terrible. God is a lamp. Where is it, that lamp? Hey. That lamp can burn. Oh. That's the truth. Oh. Can you say amen? Amen? You can see. Charity vaunted not, is not puffed up. I'm just trying to say that all this thing, you do it to men. You don't understand? Sinner? Verse 5. Doth not behave itself unseemly. Seeketh not our own. Is not easily provoked. Thinketh no evil. Verse 6. Run. Rejoice not in iniquity, but rejoice in the truth. Now, you can see there's a switch in verse 7. Beareth all things, not of man anymore. So, there's a way, there's a place charity leap up. It's just like taking a flight. So, you are coming from, and that's why you can see love of the brethren is to cross from death to life so that you can take a leap. That thing is to move up. I'm telling you the truth. Love of the brethren is for to move up. That's why you need it for life. You need life to look up. You can't ascend to God. You can't move, I say to God now, you can't move to the realm of the Father. So that's why it's only the Christ who can move up. You understand? So you can see, so now, beareth all things is coming from man's word. They move to a zone, switch and move up. It's no more man's things. It's God's things. Believe it all, because you can't believe all things of man. Except you fall prey to man. You can't believe all things of man. Lest this, in fact, you will have been sold unknowingly. Man don't have all things you can believe. It's only God who has all things to believe. Go back there. Beareth all things. Hopeth all. What does man have you to hope? There's nothing man have to hope. It's only God who has things you can hope. So hopeth all things of God, endureth all things. So you can see that this man, his hope has been changed. And that's why he can wait for all things of God. Endureth all things of God. This is a waiter. He can stay and wait. But it's coming from somewhere. He has been trained for it. So God used, that's why brethren life is not ordinary. Brethren life is a training ground for a man to be able to endure God. It's a training ground. Go to 1 John. 4. This is the message that ye hear from that we should love one another. Not as kid. Verse 13, quickly, 13. We know that we have passed from death unto life because we love the brethren. He that loveth not his brother abideth in death. Whosoever hateth his brother is a murderer. And you know that no murderer hath eternal life abiding in him. Say amen. Amen. Say amen. Amen. So you can see. That's why that love of the brethren is not. You can see you are coming from love for all the saints to the love of the brethren. You understand? That is where they rid you of everything, man. It's a training ground. Actually, that place is like a wilderness journey. that love for of the brethren is a wilderness journey. That's where they rid you of everything, man. Say amen. Or they disarm you. You understand? Because if you love, sir, love is dead. I think you know that. Hey. That's why love is as strong as death. Love is death. Song of Song, 8 verses. Set me as a seal upon thy heart, as a seal upon thy arm. For love is what? Is as strong as death. Just very simple. Love is death. Love kills. That's it. Love takes from you. You understand? That's what love does. Love takes from you. You understand? Love reduces you. It takes from you. That's why love is sacrifice. Love takes from you. And that's why, so that love of the brethren is a preparation ground. And for to change your hope, that place is to change hope. That's why Paul said, command those who are rich in this world. You understand? Those who are rich in this world, give me that place. Charge them. Charge them that are rich in this world, that they be not high-minded, nor trusting on certain riches, but in the living God who giveth us richly all things to enjoy. Verse 18, that they do good. Now, what is called do good here? That they be rich in good work, ready to distribute. Willing to communicate. Now, as you distribute and communicate, they are removing your trust from that thing. What they are doing? They actually they are ridding you of something. You understand? Hey. Because every rich man, you understand? You know, everybody wants to be in Forbes list, right? Elon Musk now is the first trillionaire now. Every rich man wants to amount wealth. So because there's something you want to use it to get. You understand, sir? Hey. Because there's a way riches can give you name. You understand, sir? Name. You store wealth in gold. Put it in bank. You buy properties. You are also saving, sir. I don't even have any money in bank, but I have 3 houses I just bought. You're also saving something. Not that you don't have money in banks. You understand? You are investing your money, and your heart will be there. Your heart will be there now. Say, man. Your heart will be there. And they form your what? They form your hope. Well, because you also have expectation. You understand, sir? There's something you are expecting. You understand, sir? You have expectation by it. There's a place you want to attain by it. You understand, sir? But when you come into brotherly love, you understand? Brotherly love is to disarm you. You understand, sir? To remove your heart from those things. Say amen. Because when you learn to distribute, learning to distribute, and willing to communicate, you can see that. So as you distribute, your wealth is not multiplying. No. Say amen. When you give, God give you back. But let me tell you, because we need to be frank. When you speak truth, you understand. If you give out of your money to people, you understand. The money reduces, right? Yes, God can give you back, but the money has reduced. You understand what I'm saying now? The money has reduced. So, you can see, ready to distribute. Ready to distribute. So that you don't pile up wealth. Because what you pile up becomes takes your heart. Where do you pile up takes your heart? It becomes your glory. So willing to communicate. Laying up in store for themselves a good foundation. Say foundation. You can see it's a foundation against the time to come. Now, a good foundation. Now, you are being trained for to hope in unseen. You see that? To hope in unseen. If you don't come into love of the brethren, you can never hope for God. It's impossible. There's no man that can do it. There's no man. Because it's beyond just talking. It's a hard thing. Because everybody can talk. And my hope is in God. It's a lie. Your hope is not in God. What is that? It's a hard thing. It's not a mountain. And it shows in your conversation, your behavior. It shows in the way you do things around you. It shows in it. It shows where your heart is. There's no problem with riches. God does not have a problem with anybody being rich. Do you understand? But where Lenny comes in is how you handle the riches. Do you understand? Why? Because riches has what it takes to take a man's heart. Yeah, that's what it is. That's why you come into faith. You come into loving the brethren. That thing is to bring the balancing. Do you understand? To make you undo wet and the wet is not taking you. That's where you let it. If not, sir, the wet will take you. There's nothing you can do. It will take you. Say amen. And that's why a rich young ruler came to Jesus and asked Jesus, one thing I can do. Then Jesus told him, hey, go and keep all the law. I have been keeping the law. What do I lack? Okay, there's one thing you lack. Go and sell all you have. Give it to the poor. Why is Jesus saying that? Go and sell all you have. Give it to the poor. And because of what the man asked for. You ask for eternal life. Go and sell all you have. You understand? Jesus was trying to move that man's heart. You understand? From vanity to what lasts. It's about moving. Because if you can say all you have, your heart is no longer there, right? You have already given it out. He didn't say sell all you have and save it in bank. If you save it in bank, your heart is still there. It's still what you have. Go and sell it and give it to the poor. Then come and follow me. Come and follow me. Because if you can, you have sold all you have. You have given it to the poor. You now come and follow me. Because every man live by hope. Hope is an anchor for the soul. You will, because as you are following me, your heart will be looking for another thing to hang on. So then in doing that, your heart will hang on invisible. You understand, sir? You will see another hope that is beyond just riches. Say amen. And that's why this area, we must get it where. Say, I must get it where. You must get it where. What is the reason for Christ, self? Because it's a Christ. What is the reason for Christ? And that's why when you see that Christ man, his hope has been changed. I think you know. His hope has been changed. That's why my kingdom is not of this earth. It's not. Do you know the reason why Jesus is actually so Jesus? That guy was not actually trying to be bad. I think you know that. That's why if you watch that film Chosen, they really acted that thing well. The guy was a business guy. You understand, sir? He was just looking for opportunity. Let's push this ministry to the next step. It looks like Jesus was dulling him. is that this guy does not understand how to push business? Why? Because he saw every chances for the business to break through. Why? There's miracle. What other thing do you need? No other miracle, and people are everybody around you. You see people, and you say you have not seen money. You have seen money. Let's just move this thing. Then worst thing came. A woman came and busted an alabaster jar of oil. What a year wage. Why we are wasting money here, man? Why are we wasting money? You know, did they look like? Is it that these people? And you know, he left his business to come and join Jesus, thinking that in fact there will be better. And every chances we are wasting it. What is wrong with this guy? That's why, don't be too smart. Because your smartness can run you into trouble. At times, it's good to behave like Mumu at times. Say amen. Say amen. Very smart guy. Judas, this guy was more smarter than almost all the disciples. Very smart. Say that. Then, the last, it is, then Jesus has been talking about Son of Man is going to Jerusalem. It will be scourged. It will be beaten. It will be crucified. Which Son of Man are we talking about here? Is it this man? You know, at the time, the thing even got at Peter. Now, what is wrong with this man? I know that maybe they had a meeting. That, please, sir, you are the head, or you can speak. Help us to talk to this Son of Man before we put all of us in trouble. Because we've left everything. You know, there was a day they said, we have left everything. You think that question? Actually, that question was coming from a reaction. Oh my God. That we have left everything now. What will be our reward? He said, Let me tell you something. It takes a time before a man can do something with hope for God. Every man does things for what we get here. I must tell you the truth. Even in church. You see people join big ministry when they see prospect. You understand what I'm saying? See how much they pay their pastors? You understand what I'm saying? How much? Then every opportunity. You understand what I'm saying? People see opportunity and join the ministry. What they can get here. Our reward is in heaven. It's just a mountain for many people. Even that thing you are saying is not really in your heart. It's not really in your heart. It takes time before man's hope change. It takes time. In fact, it happens on the journey. It's not just a mountain. Because you that is saying your reward is in heaven now. If you wait for some year in church and nothing is happening, it looks like everything is dry. If you see, you can change church. Why do you think people move from one pastor to another? You understand? They will hear of more anointed pastor. They leave their church and join the church of the more anointed pastor. You understand? Because people come to church with their hope. With what they figure should do for them. You understand, sir? At least on head, I should be okay. You understand, sir?
Yes, sir.
I should be okay. I am here, could die. You understand, sir? Well, it's a proof that God loves you. It's a proof that God is with you. You understand, sir? You even need to check your heart if that thing is not in you. Oh my God. Because there's a way you feel there's a special love around you when things is working for you naturally. It's in every man. Forget about it. It's in every man. That's just the truth. And it's the reason why you look down on people who seemingly not to be having things where. You understand, sir? Just feel that this brother, I don't know. You should go and check. Are you sure he's serving God well? He's serving God well. Do you understand, sir? You are the one judging it like that because of carnality. Think maybe he's not serving God well because he's not changing t-shirts. I'm telling you, every man thinks like that. Forget about it. Every man thinks like that. That's what is called things of man. Is man's things.
Philippians chapter 3. Read everybody. Read with me, everybody. For many walk, of whom I have told you of, and now tell you even weeping, that they are what? They are the enemy of the cross of Christ. These many is talking about they are in church. Oh. Verse 19. Whose hand is destruction? Whose God is their belly? And whose glory is in their shame? Who mightily things? They are brethren in church.
Verse 20. For our conversation. Say for our conversation.
Is in heaven. From whence also we look for.
No, every man don't start looking for this. Oh. You understand?
And this happens as you go on the journey. Then your hope switch.
Hey.
For our conversation is in heaven.
Don't be claiming this scripture. Because there's something we like in church. We quickly put ourselves in scripture.
You are not there, sir.
Your conversation is not yet in heaven.
Your conversation is on the earth here. Forget about it.
Just, he said, they glory in their shame.
What does it mean to glory in shame?
They glory in their shame. They do big boy in what they should be ashamed of.
It's not like somebody pour poo-poo on his body and he's happy with it.
Do you understand? I'm telling you, that is the way we are. If you see yourself in the spirit, that's the way. It's like somebody wearing rag and is dancing to drums.
That's the way we are.
And that's why angel will look at you and just, oh God, these people,
That's why, what is man? And I had mindful of him.
We go to angel. Man is a write-off.
The angel can never. That's why salvation is a mystery even to the angel. Is it possible? These people, with this their wretchedness, is there hope? Is only God. Who can, you know, there are some things that only God knows.
Just as asking Ezekiel, can this bone live?
Hopeless situation. If angel can answer that kind of question, can this bone live? Son of man.
I didn't know son of man is not just a mere man.
Oh my God. Where's the son of man in the scripture? I thought the son of man is a prophet. And he's not just any prophet.
Say amen. That's why Jesus is also a son of man. You understand?
There are son of men like that in the scripture. They are not just mere people.
Say amen.
A son of man is a prophet and is a high prophet.
And that's why they are majorly prophets who prophesy about the coming Messiah.
They are salvation prophets. They are not ordinary prophets.
Say amen.
And that's why Jesus is the last of the son of man. He's also a son of man of a class.
Say amen. So son of man said, only you knows.
No man can say anything in this matter. Why? It's a hopeless situation. And that's the situation of man. Hopeless. Wretched. Only God can say something to it. Only God. And then you can't even think it that this wretched man can come up into glory. You know what it means to ascend to glory?
Hey,
ascending to glory.
Hey.
To ascend into glory in the spirit. And that's why no man can add a cubit to his stature. A cubit.
He's not talking about physical height. you can't ascend, you can't take a leap up in the spirit by your effort. There's no man that can do it. Except God call you up. You can't. You are down there forever, sir. Right? Son of man, can this bone live? Only you know, sir. Hopeless case. That's the case of Manu. Very hopeless. And I answer, O Lord God, thou knowest. O Lord God, thou knowest. Verse 4, quickly. Again he said unto him, prophesy! So God had to bring answer. Prophesy! So prophecy is the answer. Say amen. So to change hopeless cases, hopeless situation, that a wretched man can take up glory. Oh my God. A wretched man, he grass. Oh my God. A grass. A man who think nothing other than to eat and clothe. He's a worse sinner. Oh my God. No. We don't think any. I'm telling you, man, the only thing that bothers me actually is our. I'm telling you, if you know man's situation, the only thing is that we are just a bit better than animal. That's just the truth. We are a bit better. I want to make out a bit better go. Then when I say better now, the betterment self is nothing. It's not really in glory. I say glory. I'm talking about in the way God thinks. The betterment is still in natural thing. That, okay, you can build a house fine for yourself. We can make life more comfortable for ourselves. Do you understand? Which animal cannot really do? Do you understand? But if you look at it critically in the real sense, we are not better. Do you understand? So because the only thing animal does too is to eat and make sure they are safe. That's all they worry about. Animal also care about safety. I think you know that. They also care about safety. If you see the termite, their empire. They also have soldier termite. They also have military guys who protect their territory. They'll tell you that they also care about security. You are not the only one who care about security. Even animal does too. They care about security. Say amen. So if what makes us better is that we build a fine house, we secure our environment, we are not better actually. We are not better. Say amen. So Satan has so done evil to man that what man cares about is just to eat and be fine. And have their children, send their children to school, and marry for their children and die. In fact, to say that is a done deal work. Let me just go and rest. These people, there is no hope. Because nobody thinks up. Nobody thinks up. Nobody. It's all food. God, Jones, so that he and them, you better your diet. You understand what I'm saying? Better your diet. You make more money to better your diet. Abi, what to do? And to change your house, to buy a good car, and just be okay. Life is okay. You understand, sir? It's not life, sir. It's a deception. Say amen. And we okay there. Build empire in our wretchedness. Say amen. You are just fine there. Because Satan lied to you, to man. Satan make us think we are okay. Satan has told us that that's the best we can ever get. And we just stay there and be fine. Say amen. Amen. So you can see, wretchedness, we stay there. What is the reason for Christ? Christ is to make man look up. That's the reason for Christ. So, Colossians chapter 3, give me from verse 1 quickly. If you then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above. You can see, it's about seeking above. You understand? A man can lift up his head from the dust. It's a great miracle. Son of man cry, all flesh is grass. Son of man cry, man, they have gotten to their worst state. Grass. If you then, because if you then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above. If ye then, he's not talking about somebody who just gave birth to, who just gave his life to Jesus. So, if ye then be risen with Christ, so this person must have journeyed in Christ. So he's in the journey. You seek, your hope change. It's a change of hope. Seek those things which are where Christ seated on the right hands of God. Set your affection. Say, set your affection. That's the problem there. Set your affection. The problem is affection thing. Affection comes from what, sir? From love. Do you understand, sir? Say amen. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the head. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. For ye are dead, and your life is hid. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear. You can see, when Christ, who is our life, appear. So life must appear for you to appear with him in glory. You understand? So I'm just trying to say that. You can see, the reason why you need to pass from death to life is because of glory. Do you see that now? So now, why do you need love of the brethren? It's so that you can move into life. You understand? Sir? Or so that you can change hope. Together. So you change hope. So your brethren, actually, they are doing a good job around you, if you don't know. You need them to ascend. Without them, you are going nowhere. That's the truth. That's why nobody can be saved outside church. Reverend has said that thing over time. I so believe it. It's so true. There's no salvation outside church. Forget it. You can't stay in your room and be reading your Bible and think you'll be saved. You're not going to be saved. Salvation is not just about cramming scripture and be confessing. Oh my God. You can confess to cast out demon. You can't confess to leap your head in the spirit. No. You need training. It's training. Changing estate in the spirit is done by training. It's not by confession. You understand, sir? Is this why they can't disappear from Egypt and appear in the promised land? Do you think God cannot do it? No, God should have just, you understand? Just pack all of them. They should just disappear in Egypt and appear on the promised land. Say amen. You understand what I'm saying? Or God, you just say, stay in Egypt. Let me first of all go and chase out all the Anakite, the Gigashite. Do you understand? And when God has done that, oh yeah, all of you, then God will send one wind. The wind will just carry them and they will appear in the promised land. That's not God, dude. That's magic. You will go through the process. Say process. You journey and face the Red Sea. Why are they facing Red Sea, sir? It's part of the training, sir. You understand? Why? You are going to promised land. Say amen. You need to, you leave the Red Sea. You face Mara. You understand? From Mara. You know, they left the Red Sea. They were still dancing. They were thirsty. They just saw water. Everybody dashed into the water. They tasted the water. They discovered the water were bitter. They started cursing Moses. You understand? Okay. You plan it with God. To come and kill all of us in this place. You see? Do you see the training? Then as they were going through the training, some were leaving. You can see. Some were leaving. And that's why, you know, Jesus said all of them die in the wilderness. They didn't all die one day. They were dying as they were going on the journey. Say amen. They were dying. They were dying. They were, those who cannot go through the process were living. Say amen. Then two made it to the promised land. Two made it to the promised land. You understand? Two made it to the promised land. Is it that God is wicked? No, it's not that God is wicked. Say amen. It's just that to come into glory, sir, you go through the process. It's not claim and take. Oh. Say amen. No, it's not claim and take. It's a process. That's why love of the brethren. You need it for to enter glory. You need it. You need it. You need it. In fact, all these brethren, our lives too much. God should just take them away from me and let me have my peace. You will have your peace, but you won't enter into glory. The truth. You won't have your peace. In fact, let me just have my peace and be enjoying my life. Say amen. You know, Wednesday, Daddy was talking about service. Service. He just died from love into service. To tell the two were intertwined. Say amen. He was actually expatiating journey process, a process, a wilderness journey. You know, our wilderness is not physical wilderness anymore. It's not physical. It's a wilderness in the spirit. And God knows how to arrange the wilderness. If you like, run to Buckingham Palace, your wilderness will meet you there. It doesn't know a location. Wilderness does not know a location. It's a spiritual thing. You understand? Sir? You can be in the Buckingham Palace. They will attach one guy with you there. Who will be working with you? Who will be dealing with your life? You will be working in Buckingham Palace and be crying secretly. God, and I thought I would come here and be enjoying. I don't know that I will still come and face this wahala now. God, please come and help me. You are in Buckingham Palace, where you should not be praying. You discover that you are still praying. Oh my God. You know, there was somebody who was just talking on Facebook, was saying that, in fact, once you come abroad, all your prayer will just stop. You just need prayer again. I look at her. She has not been well taught. You understand? That's why people go to Miracle Church alone. They have a lot of problem. Because if you leave Nigeria, it will look as if all prayer points stop. Because you don't face the same challenge you are facing in Nigeria over there. You understand? It looks like I don't really need God though. Everything is just okay. In fact, God has blessed this place. Ha! Say amen. And that's why people like that, if God really loved them, God will now, in that same UK where you are, God will arrange something around you there that will be dealing with your life. Do you understand, sir? And so that you can call on God. God, hey, I'm in UK, come and help me here. You will still be calling on God. Say amen. It doesn't matter where you run, sir. Your wilderness will run with you there. Wilderness does not know a location. It's not in fact, it's because I'm in Nigeria. That's why I'm just going through this suffering. If I can just change location now, I will just be fine. It's a lie. It's not true. Except God's love is not on you. You understand? If the love of God is on you, your wilderness will meet you there. And it's a blessing to you. Because if you don't face wilderness, you won't be glorified. Then you are out of glory. You understand? Then you are a mere man. A mere man. And that's why be careful when everything around you is okay. You need to check itself. God, am I okay? Be careful. You understand what I'm saying? Nobody, nothing is troubling your life. You are just, I'm just fine. Everything is just, anything I want to do, I just do it. Nobody trouble my life. Be careful. Because that can stylishly move you into its own. To trouble you.
Siesta. Your wilderness is your blessing. Your wilderness is your blessing. Elian de Casta Salasta, Ozavalasa, for you know not the depth of debts that the devil has wrought in your soul. For you know not the depth of debt that the devil has wrought in your soul. So your wilderness is for expunging. It's for expunging out debts from you. So I say your wilderness is your blessing. Your wilderness is your blessing. Esteem to align, Heli. For I say, I can give up on a man who does not align with his wilderness. So I say, Esteem to align with your wilderness. Hasten, for I love you. I'm so committed to saving your soul. Sasalastega. Akasteya. A man can't come to glory except if he feels his wilderness. A man can't look up except if he feels his wilderness. So I say align. Hasten. Some of you still struggle. Some of you still fight it. Elegato gafante. Gafant. Hasten to look up. You only look up when you are fulfilling your wilderness. You only look up. That is only when you have the ability to look up. Augustesta. Hasten to align.
Thank you, Jesus. We give a praise. For we know that, give me that scripture, all things work together for good. That scripture is for people who have set their affection. Romans chapter 8, verse 28. Read with me, everybody. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God. You see that now? To them that love God. These people, their hope has changed. To them who are decoyed according to his purpose. You see that? For we know that all things work together for good. Now, give me the preceding scripture. You will see the all things. Give me 29. Let me see what is in 29. For whom he did foreknew, he also did predestinate. Next. He did justify. Let me go there. I want to see something there. That's in Romans chapter 8. Is that same chapter 8, right? Who shall separate us? There's something. Go back to that same scripture, 28. For we know that all things work together for good to them that love God. All things. to them who are called according to his purpose. His purpose, not your purpose. So they are the one all things work together for good. They know that. We know that. That all things. Now read down 35. You see many things Paul was talking about. Tribulation, distress, persecution, famine, nakedness, peril, sword. 36. For this, as it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. 37. Nay, say in all these things. In all, the, we know that all things, nay, in all these things. Do you understand? For we know that all things, nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors. In all these things. So all things work together for good. It's for those who are called according to his purpose. You understand? So their hope has changed. That's why all things work together for good for them. They see good in everything that happens. You understand, sir? If you are still carnal, you won't see good in everything that happens. Carnal man don't see good in everything that happens. But Paul could see good in stoning, imprisonment, in persecution, in tribulation. You understand, sir? In trials, in beating. Oh my God. Now, he was able to see good in all these things and know that all these things work together for something. Say amen. The only man who can live on earth for 100 years and conclude with God is good is a man whose hope has been changed. I'm telling you the truth. If you are a carnal man, you will see many things God did that is not really okay. If you will nearly be fought, you will nearly fought God. You understand, sir? Because by the time you think about many things, you just be saying, is it that God hates me? Because you see your brother who seems to be, who is not even doing as much as you do in terms of natural endeavor. Yeah. Or is doing well. Yeah. Or it looks like you, things know they work for you. You see that? That's why until you understand salvation program, I'm telling you, God will look like unjust person. Yeah. I'm just telling you the truth. It will look like God is not just. Hey. And that's why don't move God down to carnality. You know? Yeah. If you move God down to carnality, you will still be offended. Yeah. I'm telling you the truth. You'll still be offended. And that's why David said, you know, David, there was a day David got nearly offended. Now, why is it that the wicked even prosper? Even the wicked, they don't have my righteousness. Do you understand? This is working for them. And people who I know these guys now, these people are terrible people. They didn't do money ritual. This is working for them. Why? He said, until I enter into the house of God, you understand? Then I understand. Yeah, my God, until you come to understand, I'm telling you, you can be offended at God. Tell you the truth. You think God is not just. Because when I thought to know this, it was too painful for me until I went into the sanctuary of God. Then understood I their hand. Then understanding came. And I now understand actually God is just. It's not the way I'm saying it. You understand? Now, what make a man think like that is because that man is seen beyond this earth. You see that now? That's why the preaching of the Christ is a must for church. If not, is this where people go online and start yabbing their pastor? I'm telling you the truth. They are not grounded in Christ. They have not been taught gospel. Because there's no man who has been taught gospel will do that kind of thing. If you stayed for years without a child, if your feet has been rooted in the gospel, you won't do that. Because you will see what that thing is tendering towards. The life is not just about having a child. Why? Because you have understanding. Without the Christ, I'm telling you, if you like gather thousands members, they are not safe. They are not safe. Then he entered into the sanctuary. He understood. Understanding came. And we know that all things work together for good. All things work together for good. Say amen. To them who are the called according to his purpose. So you can see. So it's when you come into Christ. Do you understand? You will now see what is happening around you plainly. That's when you will understand that God does not hate me actually. Do you understand? That's when you will now see that God loves you more. By what is going on around you. Or because by understanding now, you can relate with what is happening. You understand? Sir? You can relate with it. That's why I thank God for this message. Because there are many people going through many things people are going through that it is now understanding is coming to relate with them. Do you understand, sir? Because you know there's a way, you know, we just grew up knowing that God's way is always difficult. Abi, it's a God's way. But you don't really understand. You don't really understand. It's a God's will. You don't really understand. That's why some people, they don't want God. I beg, don't bring God's will. Don't bring God's will to me. Because they just feel that God's will is always difficult. Because we don't really have understanding. We don't really understand. And that's why there are many things we have gone through that we don't really understand. You just know that there are some dealings around you that you cannot really explain. Your life is just going in a way you cannot really tell. Do you understand, sir? And I'm telling you a lot of people, because of lack of understanding, a lot of people thwarted what God was doing because they don't really understand. They don't really know. We stop process. We stop many things God was doing because we don't really understand where you should stay because the place looks difficult. Things is not really going on well. People seems to not like you. You understand? You don't know that it is God's arrangement to work something. Many people leave such a place, go to another place. They stop what God was doing because there was no understanding. Say amen. Say Christ. Say Christ. Is a wilderness. Do you understand, sir? Is a wilderness. And is a wilderness is a necessity for glory. Do you understand, sir? And how it play out? It play out in love of the brethren. Do you understand? That's how it play out. That's the wilderness, actually. You need it to expire dead. You need it to expire the earth so that you can love God. You see that now? And that is why nobody can claim to love God if he has not loved his brother that he can see. You can see loving your brother is a training for to love God. You need it to love God. I say to love God now. To love God's things. You need it for your heart to be committed to God's things. If not, your heart will not be committed. Your heart will not be committed though. Say amen. That's why God will send brother or sister who can help you to learn how to endure. Do you understand, sinner? Why? Because you need endurance when you come to God's thing too. Say amen. You need endurance, sir. You know, everybody seems to like to have good people. People who seems to be good around them. Do you understand? People who can take initiative. Who know what to do. At least go jila aro kude gbale. Who ye ko man now. Do you understand what I'm saying? Say amen. That's the way we think, right? Now when you now see somebody who seems not to know. Kilo nse brother I dey wa okay bye. No, okay, sir. Do you understand, sir? Oh, okay, sir. That brother is needed for you. Do you understand, sir? You need the brother. Do you understand? You need the brother that you can learn some patience. Why? Because you need that patience for to get God's day. You need that patience. Say amen. You say that now. That's why don't leave your brothers alone. Do you understand what I'm saying? Don't leave your sisters alone. Don't say, I don't need them. I can stay alone and be fine. No, you cannot be fine. Say, I cannot be fine. You cannot be fine. You cannot be fine without them. You need them to be fine. You need them to get rid of that. You understand what I'm saying? To get rid of your things that are staying with you over time. So you need them to get rid of them. And God arranged it like that. Say amen. God arranged it like that. That's why church is a family. Say church is a family. Thank God that we have that. And Daddy has been teaching that. Yesterday, family life in City Gate is the part of it. So we have the experiential, you understand? The practicality among us. So let's use it. Say, let's use it. You should use it. And use it to ascend, use it to grow. Don't push it away. You need them to get out of some debt, to push out some debt. You need your brothers, you need your sisters. Is a training. Say amen. Church is a training grant. I think you know that. Church is not just to come and dance and give money and go. Church is a training grant. That's why we learn and learn and learn and learn in church. So you have come to church now. You have learned. You understand? Uh-huh. You now go to where you will do what? Where you practice it. Uh-huh. Because when you get home now, you will see the practicality. Yes, you understand? Sir? Because somebody will not fetch water. Yeah. See? Yes, somebody will not fetch water. You understand? Sir? And something you will tell you, you should talk to this brother. You understand? I need to speak to this brother. Now. Because the thing will be paining you. You see that thing that is paining you, that thing is what they want to expire. the world make it to pain you like, ah, can it do me? You know, this pain us a lot. Ah, you know, he's paining me. Ah, and when this is paining you, you will be boiling. You understand? As if you should strangle the person. Let me just kill this person. Can't they God be all right? Oh my God. Thank God they don't allow Nigerians to be carrying gun. But, oh my God. Wickedness in man's heart. You just see somebody going, you just gun somebody down. Say, man. You know, there are nations they allow people to have their guns. You understand? They know how they are managing it. We can't have that kind of thing in Nigeria because we don't have good security. Nigeria, where people can steal billions and get away with it. You don't allow people to be carrying guns. Oh my God, one day we just come out and calm down everybody around him. And he will go with it. Not that thing will happen. Nations who have that, they have good security. That nobody can just get away with nonsense. If not, Nigeria must not try that kind of thing. We don't have what it takes, yes, to do it. You see husband kill his wife. I'm telling you the truth. Kalogbe baje dey are shoot yawe. Say amen. Do you get what I'm trying to say? Say, I need my brethren. Say, I need them. You need them actually. That is wilderness arranged around you. Do you understand? Don't push it away. Don't say, I don't need it. In fact, these people, they should come and pack them. Church should come and know where they will put these people. Their life is even too much. They should leave me alone. Ah. Let them stay. Say, let them stay. Don't chase them away because you need them. Actually, God arranged them like that because of the debt in you. Do you understand? You need them now. Let them stay. And when you are boiling, ask for grace. God, please give me grace. Let me just calm down. Lord, help me. Help me. Because the way he's doing me is as if I should slap this brother. But just help me. You know, then when some people do something, you look at them like, ah. Chicken bite, but boy, in the back. Because the way they do something, but, ah, oh Lord, which kind of thing is this now? Say amen. Amen. Can you say amen? Amen? Let me tell you something. You know, you seem to be the boss now. Yeah. If you are in that same shoe, you can do something worse than that. Because there's a way the boss always look right. You always look like you are the one who can do things best. It's a lie, sir. You understand, sir? If they also play you in that thing, you will do many things wrong. Many things. But if you are the one that caught the shot, it is whatever you say people must do. You understand, sir? You will be seeing fault of many people. You are not going to see yourself. You think you can do things perfectly. It's a lie. You can't do things perfectly. Because you are the one. You understand? When do man chef for you? Oh my yeah, I want for right. If I only man one chef for right. Hello, Joko. He will be supervising everybody's work and be making all the errors there. Say amen. Say overlook. Say overlook. Say don't always talk. That's the truth. You know, Yoruba used to say, man, la moju nu, a moju kwonkan. Don't always talk on every matter. Some people, nothing must pass. So. Say amen. At times you just look at some things and just remove your eyes. As if you don't even see it. Let me just go. You understand, sir? Say amen. The thing is that if you are talking on every matter, people will not change. That's the truth. In fact, because so, there's a, so is a rascal. Oh my God. There's a way so can be positioned in a way that I know it will talk. You understand? So the so has taken a position. It doesn't matter what you say, it's not going to change. In fact, he can do it deliberately for you to talk. You know that you will talk. He will do it deliberately so that you can. In fact, I even want to hear this woman. This woman has not talked since morning. You just know where to pitch for you to talk. So he's so terrible. Kai. That's why it's only Jesus who understands so. Only Jesus. And that's why God will baptize us with the wisdom. In the name of Jesus, you will be wise. That's why he who wins so is wise. Because it takes wisdom to win a soul. It takes high wisdom to win a soul. You must have learned from Jesus to be able to handle so rightly. And that's why you see that Jesus don't always talk. They brought a woman caught in the act of adultery. We stone. They were saying, in fact, this woman, Moses said, we should stone. If you are the one, then the way you will approach that matter. Jesus just looked down. I was just right. They were expecting him to say something. Jesus was just right. Jesus just looked back. Anyone who is without sin should be the one to should cast the first stone. And that was right. Jesus will not always talk to matter. That's why many times they will come to him, they will just pull out one question that does not exist. Just like they say, one woman marry one husband, the husband die, another husband die, another husband. So, in God, you exist. They will concoct things to pull word from his mouth. But Jesus, you can't make Jesus on prepare. He always know what to say to matters. Say amen. You know, Daddy said, and always saying it, we must learn what to say, how to say, when to say, even with who to say it. That's a wise person. You understand? Even with your husband, even with your wife. You understand, sir? You are not a petty husband. You know some husband? Very petty. One man's or a bill penny. You understand, sir? They cut fish, they don't cut it. Why did they cut this fish bend like this? Not this. Why did one for bear? See, be by. If you are like that, sir, you can never enjoy marriage. Marriage will frustrate your life. Say, it's because I'm a perfectionist. Don't be a perfectionist. You understand? I say you are a perfectionist. They push you here. Say, this is not where you should be. This is where you should be. A woman will be tired of you. You understand? Say, I'm a perfectionist. Before I'm married, if you enter my room, you can't see one stone. I don't like dust. Because in those days, I had people stay, even before I married, when I joined this message. So I happened to live in the same street with Pastor Shego. He used to come to my house. If you enter my room, everything neat. You can, every, all my things, always arranged. You can't see. Say amen. But I don't want to die. You understand? Say amen. The Lord just told me, show the Kuba. In fact, my own is even less. My elder brother can sweep room 10 times in a day. My mom will sweep. Anytime he comes back home, my mom will have swept in the morning. Immediately he finishes his morning devotion, he will go and take broom and sweep again. He must not match just one stone. Even my, I used to see my, I'm even still okay. This guy. In fact, I used to tell him, hey, are you going to marry? You are married, sir. Say, man. But I borrow myself sense quickly. This part will kill you, sir. Because to get a woman who can match up with this, oh my God, you will be fighting every minute. Every day you will be fighting. Because there is nothing they will do that will be okay with you. There's nothing. You will always complain on things. Say, amen. God must give you grace to be able to bear things. You can bear things. You too, you are not perfect, sir. You understand? You guys have a perfection. You still have many things you do that is not okay. You understand what I'm saying? Some guys, their wife will wash their clothes. They will still go and wash it again. Imagine. You will not think, in fact, go clean that. Still about clean, wear it like that. You understand what I'm saying? There's no word that if you get to a time, the woman will leave you to be washing your clothes. Has the woman done something wrong? He has not done something wrong because she cannot wash for you and be okay. You understand? So Google be washing your clothes by your helmet. Say, Emma for showing you for right. In fact, she will not even say Emma for showing for right. She will just sweetheart, you have not washed my clothes. And it's because if I wash it, it won't be clean. So be washing your clothes by yourself. Say, man. Say, man. Man, get a lot of problem when you don't know. A lot of problem. A lot of problem. It's the reason why people living with you is not just okay with you. Because a lot of issue, they your body. You understand what I'm saying? Now God need to rid you off. God need to rid you off. God, learn to bear people. Say, bear people. Learn to bear. Suffer long. Suffer long. I like that word, suffer. Say, suffer long. So it means that you are suffering. It's just that you're suffering, then it will be long. It will be a long suffering. I don't know who concocted that word, long suffering. Say, it's not patience. So. Say, man. Say, I will suffer long. You suffer long. You bear your bread. You understand, son? You bear them. You can endure them. You understand? You talk to them in love. You understand, son? You endure them. You endure them. Understand? And if the one you are enduring now capitalize on that, that thank God they are enduring me, let me now be doing my nonsense. The Lord is the judge of that such a matter. You understand? The Lord will judge it. Don't think the Lord is not seeing it. The Lord is seeing it. And the one who becomes sandpaper too will be judged too. Say, amen. We'll be judged too. We'll be judged too. The Lord is the judge of such a matter. And God is seeing it. You understand, sir? God is saying it. If God know that the woman will soon die, there's a way God can walk the person out of the house. You understand, sir? But you will have done righteousness. Say, amen. Then God will go and hang that person where he too will be sandpapered. You understand, sir? And he too will have to be suffered long. You understand? Because I discovered that the people who like to do wickedness, they don't want people to be wicked to them. They will not be crying. Maybe you too, you are pressing people that time. Why are you not crying now? Say, man. I don't know if you have watched film where some people are cutting people's hand. When they now arrest him and they start cutting, he will be crying. I wonder, why are you crying now? Is it that you know? Is it that you think the thing is not paining people before? Because if you have been cutting people's hand and they arrest you now and cut your, you should not be crying. Because for you to be cutting people's hand, it means that maybe you think it's not paining them. Now they arrest you and cut your hand, you should not be crying. You should be laughing. Ah, this thing is sweet. Say amen. Wicked people, they don't always want people to be wicked to them. You understand? So don't be wicked, please. Say amen. Say amen. Because, you know, you get to a time, Jesus say, let those who are wicked be wicked still. I don't know, you know, there's a way, I used to wonder, is it that the matter don't tire Jesus? Because when they reach a matter, you don't say, anyone, can you give me that scripture now? We just stop now. Fast. Say amen. I think Revelation, right? Be fast. Read everybody. He that is unjust, let him be what? Be unjust. What is the meaning of unjust? Let him continue. He didn't say let him change. And which is filthy, let him what? Filthy still. And he that is righteous, let him be righteous still. And he that is holy, let him be holy still. What's the next verse? Verse 12, quickly. And behold, say behold. I come quickly. That's the judge. Abel, don't let your matter tire Jesus. I think that prophecy say I can give up, right? The Lord can give people over. Romans, he gave them over to reprobate mind. Don't let your matter tire Jesus. Because he can cut you off. After they have done everything they should do. He said, this tree is just occupying the land for naught. Let's cut it off. Then he still begged, can you just give him 1 year more? 1 year, no detail. Don't teach him 1 year. Hold on, shame on you. 1 year. 1 year, okay. Well, after that 1 year, he won't beg for you again. No, he's not going to beg for you again because he has already begged for 1 year. And the 1 year, you still don't use it. I mean, let's cut it off. People matter can tire God, though. God can give you over. So if Jesus can say, let him that is unjust be unjust. It means that these people, they are made covenant with unjust, right? They are not ready to shift ground. Let them stay like that. Then the judge will come. You understand? If you are the one they are bearing, be careful too. Say amen. Amen. In fact, you should think in such a way that we will not keep always bearing you. You know, they pay me, you know, I'm going to lay. Oh, you know, I'm going to lay. Oh, you know, why is it that I'm the only one they are just bearing? And as you change too, the one they are bearing too, should change too. Because if you don't change, the Lord will judge you. Say amen. And by the time your judgment will come, it can be very, very, very terrible. Very terrible. Thank you, Jesus. Can you pray, Kazima? Thank you, Jesus. All right, I pray for everyone here today. I pray that grace is released to you. I said grace to bear is released to you. You will forbear. You will forgive. You will easily let go. I said you will easily let go. Amen. Receive the grace. Amen. Receive the grace. Amen. Receive the grace. Amen. Every anger vanish. Amen. I said every bitterness vanish. Amen. Every hatred vanish. Amen. Every dislike vanish. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. In the name of Jesus. You will love the brethren. I say you will love the brethren. I say you will love the brethren. I say you will love the brethren. You will love your sisters. You will love your brothers. You will easily love them. In the name of Jesus. 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 If there's anything you are holding in your heart against somebody, I just don't know. I pick that right now. And that has formed the way you see the person.
I said, today the Lord will deliver you. I said, the Lord deliver you. You will drop it. I said, you will drop it. As from today, you will see the person in the light of Christ. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. The Lord bless you. I said, the Lord bless you. I said, the Lord bless you. Eternal Life Embassy Lagos Assembly is blessed. Prosperity. As a prosperity. As a prosperity. As a prosperity. This assembly do well. I said do well. I said do well. Let people come in. I said people coming. 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 People coming. Sons and daughter. I said sons and daughter. Son like Timothy, like Titus, like Epaphras, like Aquila and Priscilla. In the name of Jesus, let them come in. In the name of Jesus, I said natural prosperity. I said natural prosperity. I said breakthrough. I said breakthrough. On every side, breakthrough. Everything you do, we do well. In the name of Jesus. Is anyone sick among you? Be healed. I said 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 be healed. In the name of Jesus. We give a praise, Jesus. Can you say hallelujah? Say hallelujah.
We believe you've heard the voice of the Lord by virtue of the words that has come unto you. Why don't you make it a date with us in any of our meetings? You can join us on Wednesdays for special teaching with Reverend Busuyi Olabode by 5 p.m. and Sundays by 8 a.m. at Eternal Life Embassy, 175 Adeyemi College Road beside Mercyland Hospital, Ondo. For more information, please call 0806-509-8130 or 0703-395-8818 or visit our website www.fmli.org. Remain blessed.